sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good evening, Sensible Nation. What is up? And that's right, it's good evening because it's a Friday night. It's going to get a little rowdy because we usually record on Saturday mornings. Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, brother?
What's up, Sensible Nation?
And the lovely Mandy B.
I feel alive, baby, on this Friday night.
Yeah, you feel alive?
I do.
Did you say you like it like that?
I like it like that.
And your other co-host, Tay Wagner. What's up, guys? Episode 6, our Halloween special, is out and live, ready for you guys to download on iTunes, Podchaser, Stitcher, wherever you guys listen, or sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. We had Sunny Patel in studio for the first time. We had, what else did we do? The Spook Box. That was a fun time, which we brought back from last year.
Ew.
And the sequel to The Troll.
The Troll 2, Rise of Kin.
Yeah, that's a fun one. So check out the Halloween special if you haven't. It's a fun one, guys. Get you in the spirit of the fall. What's going on with you guys?
You know what caught my eye the last couple of days? I was, you know, I see these reviews on all the various sites that people can listen to our podcast on, which you just mentioned. This is a very short review, but it fucking cracked me up because it's about Mandy B, the one and only. And let me say, on podchaser.com, gave us 5 stars. His name is Pantini222. And all he wrote was, "Does she really play slots in strip malls?" Wow.
I didn't know that I should be embarrassed of it until I saw that.
Is that? I don't think that's a typical thing for people to do.
No, I
like
think
a strip mall. I'm a strip mall slot player.
Yes.
I thought it was sensible because the free treats.
It doesn't sound sensible.
When I read that review, I was like, "Oh, I'm a grandma."
The best part is just the wow at the end. That's what got me.
I know wow. That's like I use like, wow.
Yeah,
I like that.
Wow.
Well, and then this fucking derelict sitting across from me, Mandy B. Oh. I find out tonight before we're recording right now, she got off of work a little early and went and played some slots.
Someone else was reviewing me
at
the slots.
Yeah, she gets over and she goes, "Hey, was your dad at that bar? Do you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think so. He frequents there often." He goes, she's like, "I sat right next to him. He didn't know who I was."
So
they were
funny.
Gambling together and he didn't even fucking know who she was.
He didn't. He might have thrown a wink my way.
Oh,
he might have.
But Raw Dog Senior.
I think it was more than a wink.
He went for the Regis swoop.
He did.
That's a big
He
Regis
was a
move.
Good gambling partner, to be honest.
Yeah, he
as
gets
someone
into
who
it.
Frequents.
I think he gambles more than you.
He probably, it seemed like.
But
he
then,
did.
So he, Mandy B gets here to studio. And actually, I ran into my dad here at studio. And I was like, "Dad, were you fucking gambling next to her?" And he's like, "What? Huh?" I was like, "Dad, were you at the bar?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah." I was like, "Hey, I think you were sitting next to Mandy B." He's like, "Who?" then finally she's like, she comes over by me and she's, you know, "You say your shit." He's like, he just looks, he's like, "Ah, ha, 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 ha."
Busted.
You know what? If you said you were sitting next to Lee Boy, he probably would have gotten it. Doesn't she remind you of Lee Boy?
She looks like Lee Boy.
Do you know Lee Boy?
Especially, no! Oh, who's Lee Boy?
She just went spray tanning. She looks
like
Lee Boy.
She looks
like
Lee Boy.
She does. Who's that?
From Shallow Hell.
Lee Boy is from Shallow Hell. Do you ever see Shallow Hell?
Yeah, but who's Lee Boy?
Did you say somewhere?
It was like longer than forever, yeah. My home is now a distant land. If I had one wish, I wish you could be back on that rock in the middle of the sea, my heart.
Or no, the other song.
What's the other
one? The big Hawaiian.
I can't think of it.
I know.
What the fuck?
It's not somewhere over
the rainbow. It's the other one.
I think.
Anyway, let's go back to who's Lee Boy and why do I look like Lee Boy?
The last time when I.
Lee Boy!
Your dad let us borrow the mic. I got it from him. He said your middle name was Lee Boy.
Oh my God.
Mandy Lee Boy B.
Mandy Lee Boy B.
Who's Lee Boy? A boy?
We'll
an actual
we'll
boy?
We'll show you. He's Lee Boy.
I'm actually
not
attractive,
Lee Boy.
People, I swear.
It's Lee Boyt.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Yes. He thought it was Lee Boy.
Yeah, I thought you guys were saying I look like
a boy. I always call him Lee Boy.
No, Lee Boyt.
No, I don't think so.
100%.
All right. I'm going to look it up.
Sensible.
Continue.
All right. Yeah, you know what I've been wondering, guys? Don't ask me why I've been thinking about it all week, but has your parents ever just caught you straight up slapping thighs, doing the dirty, banging over the ears?
No.
Yeah, come on. No, I know they have.
No sexual acts for you?
Your parents have never caught you in a sexual act, Mandy B.
No, maybe.
No noises?
No!
No upside down blow job?
First of all, what is an upside down blowjob?
Mandy wasn't around for season one.
What is an upside down?
So the upside down blowjob came up during a couple. Couple episodes. The first time it was described was when we, as sensible people, described and kind of reinvented the wheel for the bases of sex.
Okay.
So we considered, what was it, second base, the upside down blowjob?
Which I still don't understand.
No, but you actually do, because I sent you a fucking video. So here's the story.
I think I get it. I think I can see it.
So here's the story. I said second base was the upside down blowjob, and Raw Dog goes, what the fuck is an upside down blowjob? And I literally was speechless. I was like, I don't know. I just saw it.
It's a back bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's laughing at me.
And then you gurgle.
He's laughing at me, so I couldn't really explain it because it was kind of like a made-up thing at the time. Then somehow, on Twitter, I come across somebody fucking retweeted this upside-down blowjob.
Stop.
And I'm like dying. I sent it to him in his DMs, and he goes, holy shit, that is the upside-down blowjob. Then, unbeknownst to us, we have Felicity Feline come on. She was one of our first big guests.
Season one.
Yeah, yeah.
Episode 14, I believe. And she fucking turns out that she is the one in that video.
That got tweeted.
Stop
we
it.
Didn't know. That got tweeted yes. that performed the upside down.
I told her.
World.
I asked her.
And Raw Dog asked her. And she's like, oh, yeah, I remember that scene.
So anyways.
Wow.
So you've never been caught in the upside down blowjob, I suppose.
I've never been caught in the upside down blowjob, but
guys,
I used to date this guy though that would watch porn next to me, like you know when you're in an 8-year relationship. I don't know.
What do you mean? Why you weren't giving it to him?
Well, I didn't really dig him after a while.
So you guys lay in bed like you're just watching that 10 o'clock news. He's beating off and you're watching.
I'm watching
he just
I
had like a
tube,
what the weather
32
is going to be.
32
no, he
inch
had the laptop.
TV.
He had the laptop on his lap and he would just go to town and I would just sit next to him and then he'd finish and I'd be like, was that good?
Hold on, back up. Where did he finish? Do you have like
next to me.
Do you have like a spittoon? Like a bucket next to your bed?
No, he just had a belly full of mess
and then he went to bed.
Or did you take care of it?
No, I didn't like him. If I'm letting him jerk off next to me, obviously I don't like him anymore.
Did you at least like give him a cup, like cup his balls?
Yeah, a little bit. Played with him a little.
Hey, you just did the tingle with your finger.
I did. It's a reflex.
She showed us the ball tingle.
Well, I brought this up because I wanted to tell you guys. This was late high school.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my bedroom, still living at home, and my girlfriend at the time was over, and it was probably about 5 o'clock. We had dinner. At my parents' house.
Your late girlfriend, she passed?
Hey, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on impact.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
No.
Why are we laughing?
did I say late?
You did.
So. But anyway, so she comes over and we're supposed to have dinner at my parents' house. We're at my parents' house because we live there, obviously. But we're in my bed. It's before dinner, and why not rock around the clock before dinner, right, Mandy B?
Get a little exercise before you eat. I get it.
So she's full out, butt-ass naked, reverse cowgirl on the end of my bed, just going to town, and the door swings wide open, and here comes Renee.
No!
Oh, Lord.
And I hope Renee walked away.
It was like a deer in headlights. Renee looked at her. She looked at me. God, was that awful. I lost all everything that I had going.
Oh, God.
And she, like, it was like a deer in headlights. She was frantic, and then she shut the door and went away. We finished up. And then 20 minutes later, we had to sit down at a family dinner together right across from my mom.
Oh.
At least you weren't getting peed on.
I wasn't getting peed on.
That's
but
what
it
I
was,
said. At least you weren't getting peed on.
It was really awkward. And once my mom, you guys met her, got the chance, once the girl was, like, away and she could just talk to me, she's like, Ryan, I'm just so sorry. I was like, Mom, don't talk about it. Just stop. I don't want to ever think about this again. But I thought about it because I wanted to share it with you guys.
You know what I don't ever want to think about again?
What's that?
That last weekend, I was walking around the bar with my bodysuit straps unstrapped.
A fucking bodysuit?
Explain a bodysuit.
What's a bodysuit?
What the ladies, fuck? You know what I'm
She's
talking
like
about.
She's like RoboCop.
It's very hip nowadays. It's very chic. You wear this bodysuit. You look really good, as I do tonight. And you clip this bodysuit like a baby's. Like, don't you guys feel like it looks like a baby's?
It's like, what is it?
Like a onesie. It looks like a onesie. You're wearing an adult onesie? It's an adult onesie, but it's like the hot thing to wear right now. But anyway, so I was
tell the guys, what's the purpose of a bodysuit?
Because then it's like tucked all in your pants and you look slimmer and like, you know, you look really good. All right. Like I said, how I look tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm walking around the bar last weekend and Ryan doesn't even help me.
I didn't notice that your bodysuit was
hanging out. My straps were hanging out. My friend was following me, videotaping the whole entire thing. How embarrassing.
So, like, when you go take a piss, you got to unclip your onesie to piss?
Yeah, so apparently I was too toasted to re-clip them up.
Fucking bodysuit. You know.
This story sucks.
It's so hard. Oh, can we move fucking on? God damn it.
Ladies, do you really wear bodysuits?
Yes, we all do.
Why can't we wear one? Why can't we wear one?
See, B has bodysuits.
Yeah. I do have bodysuits. Then,
if I just wore a bodysuit to work, I just have to undo the button to piss instead of, like, you know, unzipper my jeans.
That's true. That's a valid point.
Yeah. Our lives are so hard, ladies.
Do you think I would have an hourglass-shaped body in a bodysuit?
What?
Yeah. Sure. It just reshapes you.
Could you picture my apple bottom ass?
It's like apple bottom jeans, baby.
I sure can.
I can see you sending
me
that.
Would you wear boots with the fur?
Yeah, and I can see you sending me that peach emoji right now.
I don't have an iPhone.
Wait, it's your Calipigian.
Yeah.
You'd have a nice Calipigian.
She just doesn't have an iPhone. Your phone doesn't have emojis?
Doesn't have a peach one.
What?
I'm getting an iPhone.
My
iPhone.
What
do you have, a Nokia from 98?
Yeah.
I can type numbers.
Yeah. Aww. I'm getting an iPhone. She it's has a sensible thing to do. It's
$8 for the internet a second.
She has the same phone as Warren from Something About Mary. They're on like the Cricket plan. Guys, also, I need you to medically diagnose me.
Oh, my God.
This was a couple years ago. I will tell you, everything's been fine since. But you want to hear a really weird story?
Sure.
So, like, 2 years ago, I went through, like, a month period of, and I didn't know what it was at the time until, let me get into this.
Oh, you did? You told me this before.
Did I tell you this?
Yeah. I don't know if you told the audience but tell them again. We have new members.
I went... There was like I said, there was a month period that every time I ejaculated, whether it was self-served or with somebody else, I literally got the most mind-body crippling migraine that you could ever fucking imagine. And I'm not even trying to exaggerate.
Is that a double-edged sword?
It brought me
immediately.
Immediately, as soon as it came out, brought me to my fucking knees in pain. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God, something is definitely fucking wrong. So I go to the doctor. And as soon as I go into the doctor's office, it was a fucking hot ass young doctor. I was too embarrassed. So I told her, she's like, what are you in here for today? I said, migraines. She's like, well, what from? I was like, well, I work on the computer a lot. I never told her why. And luckily, shortly after, about 2 weeks after I visited the doctor, it stopped miraculously. And like I said, it's never, ever happened to me again. But I started Googling it. It said... a lot of things that I could see, if you Google it, like it had to do with high blood pressure. So I don't know if I had high blood pressure at the time, but I'm telling you, it was like the most severe pain I've ever handled after ejaculating.
So you had to decide like severe pain or severe pleasure?
I felt like I had polio. I had to turn down sex at the time for a month.
Put me in the iron lung.
Yeah. Yes. I couldn't deal with it anymore.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
So, but it's done and gone, right?
I've never felt it again, ever.
Good news for you. Good news for us. I found Lee Boy. So, I don't see Lee Boyd. Is that?
It's fucking Lee Boyd.
All right, so the actor's dead. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Aww. Josh Shintani, he died at 32.
Oh, I thought Lee Boyd played himself. Lee Boyd.
Josh Shintani, Shallow Hal actor, died at 32 years ago.
They found him on set. He's not an actor.
What?
Oh.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
The Farrelly brothers directed, right?
The Farrelly, probably, not Farrelly.
Farrelly, right? Did they direct Shallow Hal? Are you on the page?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read in the trivia that they found him, like, as a Hawaiian on set.
Oh, I believe that.
It is Lee Boy, you fuck.
Yes, Lee Boy. L-E-I-B-O-I.
No, boy. All right. B-O-Y.
Whatever. Drop the fucking T.
Yeah.
But he died. Wow. Good.
Do you
good
think
acting.
He died from severe migraines from
maybe?
Beating
I
off?
No, I don't think Lee Boyett was
450 fucking
yeah,
pounds.
Lee Boyett was fucking maybe a 10-pound ham, which not a fucking
be high, like a ham
boy.
Hock.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably
fucked. I can't believe you guys let me touch
the I got
ham
a little
hock
trivia
like
for you. What do you guys think the biggest vehicle for Dykes is in 2018 and over the last several years?
I don't know. I hate bugs. Dykes? I hate bugs. You know what I'm talking about? Like the what? Bugs. You're talking about like cars, right?
Oh, cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, bugs, like slug bugs.
I would say...
You think the most lesbians drive bugs?
I don't know. I hate... I guess, yeah.
I would say Volkswagens.
Yeah, Beetle bugs.
Not what? Volkswagens, I'll go.
Okay. I still don't understand.
Mustangs.
I still
Mustangs.
Don't think... I think Mandy doesn't understand the question.
Oh.
I'm asking you, what is the number one car for lesbians in the United States?
Yeah, you know, the bug cars.
She means the beetle.
I think it's the bug.
It's called a fucking beetle.
I know what she's talking about.
Beetle right. bug.
And then, and you said what?
I said Volkswagen.
It's actually the Subaru Forester.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yeah,
but,
no
but
one
it,
knows why.
But it is. And I was next to a car the other day. I just had to tell you because it was so funny. And this fucking girl next to me, I'm like, actually, B was in the car with me. And she's like, wow. She was like, I wonder who drives this car, because it was a Subaru Forester, and we just had read this stat, and it was a big lesbian, obviously. it was clearly a lesbian. So then we're laughing about it, chuckling. She pulls into the big lesbian church right like off Lake Cook Road where we're driving, and we're like, this is so perfect. Sure enough, there's like 15 fucking Subaru Foresters in the parking lot.
What does a Forester look like?
Yeah, what is it, an SUV?
Yeah, it's like a compact SUV.
Yeah.
It's kind of sporty.
Smaller.
It's like, yeah, it kind of sounds, or it looks like it sounds, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to say, as much fun as we have on this show, Ryan's been a good friend of mine for several years now. A good co-host of mine for a year. Mandy B, obviously, is a great co-host over the last several episodes and for this season. And we fuck around. We have very comedic senses of humor. We have personalities that we've built through each other, through the voice of the podcast, for you, the fans. And Ryan's been going through some tough shit. And, you know, some of it's come out here and there over the podcast. Some of the fans have reached out to us with questions to see what's going on with Ryan's personal life. And, you know, sometimes we just have to step back, and we're going to continue on with some funny shit for you guys. But Ryan did want to share this with you as fans and loyal fans of the show. So please listen to Ryan.
So friends, family, Sensible Nation, it's time for me to address the elephant in the room in a situation that might be confusing to you as listeners and friends. There's no other platform I feel more comfortable on than this podcast, and for that, let me explain. And just know I'm speaking to you as Ryan, and the tone might not be my normal raw dog style. Since March of this year, I've been struggling a great deal in my personal life. My wife and I hit rock bottom, and I did everything I could to save the marriage. As you can imagine, there were a lot of ups and downs since March. Some days, weeks, months were better than others. But there comes a point where someone can only handle so much. We have been together for 10 years, and she was my everything. Getting married just over 3 years ago, I envisioned my life moving forward so differently. Our son Jackson was born just 2 years ago, and my idea of life with him and her got ripped away. I'm not equipped with the skills or mentality to be dealt with something that I cannot personally fix myself. With that being said, I realize mental health is a serious issue. I don't usually struggle with depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts, but all were present for most of this past year. I ended up seeing a counselor, and it truly helped. The hardest part was putting on a happy face when I was out and about socially, because I wanted to hide my issues. I don't like failing at anything in life. So I didn't want people to think there were problems going on, but really I was rotting inside. This podcast was an escape where I could be me and forget about everything that was going on in my head. It gave me the chance to get away from my issues. But then I realized I can't hide this anymore, and I turned to the best support system a person can have, my friends and family. It got so bad that I told Tay that I was quitting the podcast. I wasn't seeing clearly. He knew I was struggling, and he was very supportive of my decision, but I knew he knew that wasn't the right decision. But I couldn't see that at the time. Why would I quit something I love to do and am so passionate about? I don't know either. I was just trying to do anything I could to focus on getting things right. I'm just glad I ended up getting it together and realizing this podcast is one of the staples of my life, and I'd be an idiot to quit it. As I mentioned, the counselor helped, but what truly got me through the darkest of days were my family and friends. So many people reach out to me in times of need, and I don't know where I would be without them. It starts up top with my parents and my brother, and then trickles down to my core group of friends, and then even acquaintances and extended family. I'm not going to name names, but you all know who you are. I love you all, and thanks for being there. There were nights I was so emotional just knowing how grateful I am to have the types of people I have in my life. I'll never forget the support I received and realize there are a lot of people that care about me. And that sensible nation is the definition of true friends and family. So as I sit here today talking to you, my wife and I are in the process of getting divorced and making it official. As you can imagine through this, I had a lot of ill feelings towards her and a lot of hate. But I can tell you right now, we are very cordial and we are on the same page. And that is, our son is number one in the world. We are trying to move forward as friends, and I'll always care about her as a person. And Dana, in all honesty, I wish you luck in your future, and I hope you find what you're looking for. I can honestly say I'm in such a better place mentally right now as I speak to you, and for that, I'm just so grateful. I'm so appreciative that I get to work with these two talented people here, Tay and Mandy B, and of course, one of my best friends behind the scenes, Amber. My anger and sadness helps fuel this podcast, and I vow to you, Sensible Nation, that all of my energy and effort will be focused on making this podcast the best thing you've ever listened to. Thanks for understanding, and we'll get to talking about dick and fart jokes and tits and pussy after the break.
Cold feet are a real problem. How often do you get into bed and immediately rub your feet on the legs of your partner to try to get them warm? There's a good reason for this. Many people don't realize the circulatory system of a female is different of that of a male. Women's circulation is centered around the female reproductive organs, thereby leaving the extremities, such as the hands and feet, feeling colder as the blood supply in these areas is reduced. How do you deal with this everlasting problem? Well, that's where Skin Socks can change your life. Skin Socks are the first ever semi-permanent solution for chronic cold feet. Much like false lashes, Skin Socks are applied by a registered esthetician and last 4 to 6 weeks at a time. So you ask, what exactly are Skin Socks? Skin Socks are simply socks made from the human skin of a recently butchered individual whom used to have statistically above average temperature feet. Skin Socks field reps secretly studied those with warm feet in large cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and Houston, and find ways to methodically incapacitate these individuals before carefully removing the skin around their feet. Our cryogenic chambers then allow the foot skin to be frozen and molded to shape our customers' feet, providing the one-stop solution for an otherwise unsolvable problem. Skin Socks come in a variety of colors, including brown, yellow, black, and white. And all Skin Socks can be customized in case you're a freak with a missing toe. So change your life forever with Skin Socks. Why be cold when you know you're simply more deserving of those warm feet? Alrighty, Sensible Nation. We had a Sensible Story of the Week we did several episodes ago. It was actually at the end of season one where we told you guys about a story that was completely absurd about this girl who got her head stuck in a muffler. Do you remember this?
Fucking
it was
moron.
It was at a music festival, if I remember correctly. And we had the actual audio that nobody else was able to capture and everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So similar to that, We have another story about somebody, a human being in a muffler, and that involves what we like to call the muffler fucker. And I'm going to read this story to you. It's a recent story that hit the news. And this comes to you from Saturday, October 13th. Saturday, October 13th of 2018. And the headline is, man tasered by police for refusing to stop having sex with car exhaust. A man had to be tasered by police because, hold your breath, he wouldn't stop trying to have sex with a car exhaust. Ryan Scott Malik was four times the legal alcohol limit when police found him in a questionable position with a parked car on May 1st.
Can you edit that sentence? First of all, why do they read his name like he's a serial killer with the name Ryan Scott Malik, the guy who fucks him up?
John George Hay, John Wayne Gacy, Tommy Lynn Sells, Pedro Rodriguez Filha, Daniel Camargo Barbosa, Pedro Alonso Lopez.
Why don't they just say his first and last
name? He's a serial muffler fucker, right?
All right, I'll let you finish.
Officers tried to get him to stop, but persistent Malik from Newton, Kansas just kept going. Let me scroll down. Then it goes, Malik was reportedly oblivious to what he was doing, so police decided to taser him, according to the smoking gun. It appears Malik had an audience of six other witnesses watching him at the time, court documents revealed. The 24-year-old was taken to the hospital and given a chance to sober up. He later pleaded guilty to lewd and lavish behavior and was put on probation for 1 year. According to police arrest logs, Malik was arrested for aggravated assault and use of a deadly weapon that prior February. Well, don't know how that's related.
What was his deadly weapon before?
Well, first of all, a muffler's pretty fucking got a big circumference.
Right, it can't feel
so
good.
So, I mean, it's like fucking a whale pussy.
It's so hot. Isn't it hot? Like,
they didn't say the car
hot
was
or
on.
Not, he must have a fucking Pringle can-sized dick that he's fucking in order to feel that muffler.
That's right.
Why? How does that...
Well,
you're asking the wrong person.
Right, well, here's the thing.
You've seen a muffler. Don't you think you need a fucking big-sized dick?
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. We read a story earlier this year about a chick who put her fucking head in a muffler and got stuck.
That's
granted,
crazy.
That was like a jumbo truck, but still.
What's with the infatuation with the mufflers?
Right?
But
2018 is a weird year.
You guys want to know what the best news is?
What?
As recently mentioned, first report, first responder, newly positioned, Sonny Battelle was on site.
Oh, boy.
And Sonny got some audio. So let's let Sensible Nation listen to what audio Sonny got as this guy was pounding away on that muffler.
Let's hear it.
I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh.
That was a queef. That muffler was a fucking nice piece.
I think it was a lot tighter than you thought it was, raw dog.
So the thing was, I think the guy pulled out, and then he was trying to run away from the cops tasering him.
And he went back for seconds.
He went back for seconds. So here, and Sonny even got this audio.
Oh, my God.
I hate you guys.
So Sonny was right on field.
Oh, holy shit. And this just in, Sonny has a third audio clip. This guy went back for thirds.
Listen to this.
I'm gonna fucking come.
I guess third time's a charm, eh?
What a muffler.
Yeah, what a muffler.
That's.
And we thought we were having fun on a Friday night.
Okay, we got it. We got it, Ryan.
It sounds like a dying giraffe.
Stop.
That, Sonny.
Oh, man.
Wow. He's already hit expectations for his position we offered him.
That's right.
What a reporter.
And the funniest thing is that fucking car gave birth to three more little baby cars the next weekend.
Were
Do you think
foresters?
He was just like holding his microphone by the guy's dick?
Yeah.
I could just see him.
Yeah, Sonny Patel.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm Sunny Patel, 28 years old, very sexually active, in case any young women are wondering.
What a character.
In the field, more to come with that. So that is our sensible, or some may consider it not so
sensible,
story of the week. All right, guys, we love to play games on this show. We all know that. We have a new game for you. It's called I Like It Like That.
I said I like it like that. Mandy B's got her exes in Texas.
Oh, no. He keeps singing this wrong.
Hit the music, Raw Dog.
Yeah. Through a series of questions, we're going to figure out how the hosts of Sensible Nation really like it like that.
Are we? I hope I get
and
to
find And guys,
out.
This game came to us from one of our listeners. They submitted it through the website from our contact form. So yeah. We encourage you to send us, if you guys have ideas for games, segments, whatnot, either DM us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or send it through our website.
I love this idea.
We love ideas.
Ideas or nudes will take all.
That's right.
Oh God! All
no
right.
No A
so,
cups.
Oh Lordy!
And no
well,
dick.
Kidding,
we don't want
I'm
dick.
Kidding.
We don't want dick shots.
No.
We
dick.
Forgot to mention the best part of this game is that there is a cup of punishment. So whoever answers correctly and the quickest does not have to pull from this cup of punishment.
Ooh, we love punishment.
So what you're saying is after each round, someone's going to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets it wrong is going to have to pull out of the cup of punishment.
So after each round, you have to do the punishment.
Yeah, I'm winning this game.
Complete loser.
I'm winning.
As long as you don't win.
It looks like it's
And I'm looking at Raw Dog for those that can't fucking see my pointing.
This game should be called Two Guys, a Girl, One Cup.
True.
That's what the punishment cup is.
Who's going first?
Would you?
All right, I will go first. And we're not gonna read the punishments until the very end.
Right.
So don't read your punishment once you pull it.
What do you mean? We're not gonna do the punishments until the very end?
Yeah, we're gonna do all the punishments after the quizzes.
Oh, that's bullshit. All right, go. Proceed.
All right. Question number one for Tay. Do I sit down or stand up to wipe my ass?
I like it like that.
Mandy
B. Sit down.
Incorrect.
Ah, God damn it.
Pull out of the cup of punishment.
No.
And don't read it. Wow, I'm glad I didn't answer.
I'm not that flexible.
You fucking... Wait, you stand up to wipe your ass?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
I don't know. Actually, why I answer so fast.
Who? What do you mean?
You're a moron.
Well, it's his fault.
All right. So I knew I was going to get criticism for this shit.
So of course he looked
up
some
information.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I was actually curious too, like, do other people do this? So I looked it up a couple of years ago. It's very common.
Bullshit.
It's about split. It's like a 40-60 split in America.
You're a moron.
What do I do?
Why do you stand up?
Because I'm not flexible enough. I'm so... like.
Oh, Taze.
I'm baffled.
I thought you were the
I'm
old
speechless.
Man,
right? Speechless. We've never made Raw Dog speechless.
Woo!
I kind of am. And let me guess, you're a buncher, not a folder?
What's a buncher?
Instead
you
of folding
the
toilet paper,
fold it nice.
You bunch
into
it?
A ball?
Yeah, like you just kind of
no.
bunch it up.
No.
All right, good. At least
you don't origami.
Buncher. Yeah.
No.
He wipes with a swan. It's like a swan of the toilet paper. The beak of the swan
hey,
goes right up his asshole.
Hey, fancy.
And I'm
he likes
not.
It like that.
All right, Raw Dog, what's your question? Did you draw? You can't look at
yeah.
the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
drew?
Draw.
Okay.
I drew.
All right, here's my question. Do I smoke Marlboro or Camels?
I like it like that.
All right, Mandy B.
Marvelous.
Yep, you lose, Taylor.
That's fucking bullshit.
How is that bullshit? I always lose.
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
All right, guys.
I'm
ready?
Not a Camel guy, all right?
All right, all right. Mandy B.
Do I like my macaroni and cheese?
Is that the question?
Sorry.
Not sensible.
Do I like my macaroni and cheese dry or creamy, cheesy, milky?
I like it like that. Creamy, cheesy, whatever you said.
I like it.
Yeah, draw, baby.
Sucker. I don't want to do any of these punishments.
The other, yeah.
I'm a weirdo. I like it dry. I don't know why.
All right.
Like, I put no butter.
What do you mean dry?
I put like
though?
No butter.
You
no
like
milk.
It dry like your sex.
Raw dog.
Oh my God.
All right. Do I sleep naked or in underwear?
I like it like that.
Raw dog?
Naked.
Yes! Oh,
I swear,
God.
I
Take
thought
another.
You said naked one time.
I have slept naked, but regularly I sleep in underwear.
I'm going to ask B.
Is it my turn?
It's mine.
No cheating there, raw
oh,
dog.
I didn't. Who fucking yeah. folded oh. these in here?
I did.
A fucking mongoloid.
You're up.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Do I like tits or ass more?
I like it like that. Ass.
And
oh my God, this is the first game I win.
I like a good apple bottom peach ass, but you know what? Give me my titties.
Oh, thank God. Okay, you guys ready?
What's the Calipigian? Yeah.
The what?
It's a name for
it. You have
ass.
A nice ass.
We did it during
a Calipigian.
The Calipigian?
A yeah. Calipigian.
Oh. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Do I like it rough or romantic?
I like it like
rough.
That.
Oh, wait.
Hey, no, that's
it's like a violation.
No, that's a violation. He has to take it. He didn't
what? No,
say
come
like
on.
Like that.
No, you get the answer.
Yeah.
And you went first.
Rough or romantic? Rough.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Well, so you both got it right?
No,
he got it.
Oh,
I fully
so you got
answered
it right?
Correctly.
Oh, this is garbage.
Jeopardy.
Wow. I am so excited to only
Wait,
have one right. punishment. You have two punishments,
I have
right?
two. He's got three.
Baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right,
like
so the other
like
part
this.
Of this is that we did read these fucking punishments beforehand from our
but
listener.
But we don't know what they are now. Meaning, like, what we're doing.
Oh, we don't know what they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know what they were going in.
Yes.
That they were
awful. But we don't know what we're doing
punishments
right now.
And a little awkward. But we don't know what we just pulled. So I suppose I should go first since I have three.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to give my punishments to Mandy B to read. So go ahead and read my first one. I'll take that one first, whatever it is.
Tickle feet. No. You could tickle Ryan's foot.
No, so the other thing
we're
you have to
tickling
do
tickling your feet.
Ew.
No. I have to tickle both of your feet. That's not a bad one. I'll
barefoot.
I don't
barefoot?
Like to touch your feet.
Hey, well, I'm gonna take my boots
hey,
off. I got some
you're
nice
lucky.
Boots on.
I think I've told you guys I'm actually wearing matching socks today for the first time in like 3 months.
Why does that matter?
What do you mean?
Oh, do it fast because I gotta be done with it.
Why,
dude? What's wrong
smell
with your feet? They smell like dog shit.
Does she have corns?
Excuse me, nothing is wrong with my feet.
Oh, he's got
bones.
There's like a ball of fucking Samara from the Rings hair around her
Because I
foot.
Said I like it like that.
I don't want you to do it. I hated it. I hate
right,
every second of it.
Come tickle me.
All right, I am stepping away from the mic. I'm going over to Ryan's
right?
spot.
Amber should have been.
These are like the most. These are the most delicate feet you'll ever see in your life.
Oh my
oh,
God.
Oh, touch it.
Are you ticklish?
Touch it. Yeah, I am ticklish. Oh my God. I don't want another guy tickling my feet ever. It's fucking bullshit.
All right.
That's
that was
a punishment
too
to
wasn't
me.
Too bad.
My feet can't.
Am I reading
stink.
Your next punishment?
No, we'll do one of yours
Wait.
Next.
Who's okay. next? You only have one, so I'll
yeah.
go next.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
go next.
Raw dog's up.
I'm
give it to Mandy.
I don't
and she'll read it.
Oh, I'm kind of nervous.
Okay.
I don't want to do it. There's no whispering.
Ew,
here.
Kiss foreheads. You have to kiss our foreheads.
Oh God. No, this is
It's fine to kiss Mandy's forehead. That's a big deal, right?
Kiss him up, yeah. Buttercup.
Kissing my forehead.
I'm just
dude.
Thinking of like American Pie 2. You go, we go.
That's pretty much what
it's
this
like,
is.
Oh God.
This is unfair for us.
All right.
Sure, like the whole
right,
season hasn't
away.
Been unfair for me. Ew, actually, this is creepy now. I don't want it.
I think it's worse
creeping
that,
over by Mandy.
I don't want it.
I think it's worse that it's the forehead than anything.
Ah!
Oh, kissing her
Why
good
was that
night.
So weird?
I'm going to have to close my eyes.
Oh, yeah. This is weird.
This is really weird. Dude, I'm just trying to pretend like I'm a relative or something right now because this is fucking awful.
Dude, I'm kind of. I don't know if. Do you think it's worse for you to do the kiss or for me to get the kiss?
Ryan's gonna give him a smooch on
the forehead.
Dude, are you gonna read me a fucking bedtime story too?
I don't think I can do this, to be honest.
Just get it over with.
Lower down.
Get it
over. I'm gonna reach for you.
All right, all right. I'm bending over, lowering down.
I'm playing the Titanic when I do this in
place. I'm closing my eyes.
Oh my god. I can't do this.
Do it, you fuck.
You
do it.
Dude.
Oh!
That's it.
I hate whoever submitted this shit. I want a skin.
Will you please be done with that?
All right, I'll go. Or Mandy's got to go. She hasn't done one yet.
All right, mine is fish hook. Oh, cool. Easy peasy.
She has to fish hook us?
I just have to fish hook her.
No, she has to fish hook us.
I'm just going
to
fish hook you guys.
But isn't the punishment we should fish hook her?
What? Why?
Why?
What's
I
worse?
Put my finger
yeah,
in your
know.
Mouth.
What
no,
is
it's worse to be. I
think it's
I
icky
know.
To fish hook someone
I'd
else.
Rather be fish hooked.
All right. Ew! Ah! Ready?
Oh, that's no fish hook.
That was a fish hook. That hurt.
No, that's like a little fucking.
She's going same finger.
She's like swiping for
DNA. She's going same finger.
This isn't a fucking
same finger.
This
taste
is not
spits
an
on the finger.
Test.
Spits on this finger. Should I put my spit on this finger?
Ow! She like gave. That was no punishment.
All right.
I did it so good.
Who's up, me or you?
I gotta go. Here you go. Read my punishment, Mandy.
I just want the record to show, though, that for some reason this punishment says Mandy on there. Like, did you plan for
no,
me to lose this?
I didn't.
Hmm. Wet willies. Wait, so you should have to get a wet willy.
Yeah, we have to give him a wet willy.
Dude, I hate fucking wet willies. Can I keep my headphones on?
No. Let's give
here
him one,
go.
Mandy.
God damn it.
Ew. Hey, I had so much spit on my finger.
Soak your
finger. I've never had so much spit on my finger in my
life.
Hey,
you know we're going to do it at the same time in each year.
Oh. Ew. Yeah.
Hey, soak your finger. Soak it.
Oh, I'm soaking it. We're
don't fucking soak it.
Here we
it.
Go. Let's get them, man.
I've never had so much spit on my finger
I,
my
guys,
life.
I fucking hate wet willies. Can I keep these on?
No.
Oh.
Wait, same time?
Small lick.
No, come on.
Ready?
Ah! Stop wiping it
oh,
on me.
Oh, God. I fucking hate that shit.
All right. What's all right. next? I'm next.
Yeah. Raw maybe? Dog's last one.
What do I have to do? Here. Read it. What do I got to do?
Oh, sniff our belly buttons.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Weird.
It is fucking weird.
I have to unsnap my whole bodysuit.
Weird.
It's what? Friday well, and I got a bodysuit on.
How about this sensible thing? Don't wear a fucking bodysuit.
I'm trying to look smoking hot tonight for the gentleman.
All right.
Dude. At the gentleman's club.
Oh, I'm just glad I didn't get this
man.
Fucking one.
I'm going to try to be another great uncle over here and a sniff. Oh, I don't want to fucking do this.
Dude. All right. You have to look
weird!
Me. You have to look me in the eyes during
yeah,
this.
I can't look at you guys.
Mandy's one thing, but sniffing Taylor's belly button's another thing.
It probably smells pretty good.
Oh, I'm going to.
I can't look
sure
away.
Sure
I can't look away.
I honestly cannot look down.
All right, ready? Oh, God. That's too close to your penis that I've ever wanted to
be. And that's how we like it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what happens on a Friday
what's
night here at
the
Sensible
one?
Studio.
What's the last one, Taylor?
Well first, whose belly button smelled better?
I think Taylor smelled like a good dryer sheet.
What did mine smell like?
Kind of like sour milk.
I didn't have sour milk in my belly button.
I don't know. What do you keep in there?
Lost
Mandy,
dreams
read my
is
last
what
one.
I keep in there.
What's the last one?
Ooh, to whisper sweet nothings in our ear.
All right.
I don't like anything sweet.
I can do that.
Yeah, come whisper something, jackass.
You know I never loved your mother. You know that, don't you?
Is that from Mrs. Doubtfire?
I don't know. I felt
from
hurt.
A oh, hey, you know what? Let me move my, not my underwear to the side, but my headphones.
Hey, baby, how about me coming over and giving you a little FDA?
FDA? What's that?
Baby, let me show you. Fuck that ass.
Oh, totally normal.
I never want a guy whispering in my ear again. Let me tell you.
That I say every night, but you know what happens.
That is how I like it like that.
I said I like it like that.
Thank you guys for submitting that show. It's getting crazy in the Sensible People studio on a Friday night. Ooh. It's been a fun show. We had, you know, a lot of general chatter. We talked about Mandy's slot machine shit. We played the Sensible Story of the Week audio from Sonny Patel out in the field and did a little I Like It Like That. And Raw Dog had a very special announcement, obviously, with some shit going on in his personal life. But what the biggest news is that he, my friends, is on the market. Mm-hmm. And he, my friends, is a Raw Dog as no other Raw Dog has ever been. So give Raw Dog a DM and come find this hot piece of dick.
If you thought I was crazy for through these first season and a half, I'll call it, into season two, just consider this Raw Dog 2.0.
Guys, we're trying to boost up our YouTube. We have Amber's back from maternity leave. She's really starting to video us and do some shit in the field for us and boost up our YouTube. So check out. We just filmed some shit last week, right? Or a couple weeks back where we were at the gate in Libertyville, yeah. A very haunted place.
It was so scary, you guys.
It was fun.
Hey, can I mention one thing at the fucking gate?
Sure.
Who was the most handiest man there, Mandy B?
None of y'all.
So Mandy's car did break down.
Hold on.
Because we were using it. All right. For lights.
My car broke down, and as a normal woman, I turned to the two gentlemen beside me, and they both had a look up on YouTube.
Okay.
The both of them had a look up on YouTube.
I'm looking for a better answer than this.
All right, after the looking up on YouTube,
no.
Ryan figured it out.
I took control of the situation.
It was my car we were using.
I took control of the situation, and you know it.
Ryan, I guess.
Yeah, she can't give me credit.
Complete bullshit.
I jumped her car.
I will never give you credit.
I pulled the car up to the fucking broken down car.
Well, what fucking non-sensible person leaves their brights on and not runs the car?
Who suggests?
You don't even have fucking jumper cables.
Yeah,
in your car.
See?
Yeah, I could jump it with my tongue.
Yeah.
Well, who shows up with no gas, no phone battery,
and a fucking Panera piece of no paper?
And I think she lost the script within 30 seconds of us starting.
I truly did, you guys. That's long.
Needless to say, check out our YouTube channel. We'll be posting more videos shortly. And follow us on Instagram at Sensible People, Twitter at Sensible_People. Follow our personal accounts. We're all on Instagram and Twitter. And we do have a Facebook page as well if you guys are on Facebook. Yep. And follow us, you know, subscribe to us, Apple Pods, iTunes, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify. We're everywhere, guys. SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Find us, listen, share it with friends, review us. Please do become part of the Sensible Nation. Ryan, we have merch.
We do. We got sloppy pussy. We've got greasy. Oh, no. Oh.
What?
That's right.
No.
That's right, Sensible Nation. You guys got me excited. We got t-shirts, we have sweatshirts, we have coffee mugs, we've got socks, we've got beach towels, we got phone cases, we got everything that you ever want.
Mandy B, Raw Dog, it's been fun.
See you
next
sensible
time.
Fucks.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything.